ओम शांति, ओम शांति। सो दिस इवनिंग वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव दीदी विद अस, गॉड्स प्रेशियस ज्वेल, स्पेशल इंस्ट्रूमेंट, द वन हु इज ऑलवेज लाइट, कीप्स एवरीवन लाइट एंड मेक्स एवरीवन फ्लाई, एंड शी इज द नोबल, हम्बल एंड इनवैल्यूएबल इंस्ट्रूमेंट ऑफ गॉड, Sweet Bab Dada's loving angel. We have Didi Nirmala with us. So this evening, I request Didi to care, share and inspire. Well, the topic was not given, so Didi will share her experience as well as her inspirations with us. So now I request Didi to share the jewels of knowledge. Om Shanti. Give a big hand to Didi.
आप ट्रांसलेशन कहाँ से करते हैं?
जी, मैं दो माइक हैं, उसमें मैं इंग्लिश में करूंगी, आप हिंदी में बोलेंगे आपने।
ओम शांति। सो टुडे बाबा वॉज टॉकिंग अबाउट यू हैव डाइड अलाइव। So what is the meaning of be dying alive? What do you understand about dying alive? Bharti, what is dying alive?
Total dedication.
Acha, anybody else?
Loving and detached.
Acha, anybody else? Dying from nature and sanskars. Disinterest in the old world. So dying alive means we are alive, body is still there, but mentally we have died from old world, old relatives, I and mine. Because many times we say, oh, I like this. This is my sanskar. This is my idea. This is my friend, my relative, my husband, my wife, etc. So many times we are thinking about I and mine. But when we have died alive, then nothing is mine. Everything is Baba's. It's not my idea, but what Baba thinks. So whatever is Baba's becomes mine. Whatever is mine belongs to Baba. Otherwise, no, we say, it's my body. Whether we say or not, but there is subtle things, okay, I have been used to do this thing, so I'll do that. But when we said, okay, now I have died alive, means there is no Laukik custom, systems, habits, etc. Otherwise we say, I'm used to eat this sort of a food. Because in my Laukik family I'm brought up with this sort of a food, or in my Laukik society, custom, system, whatever has been there, I'm following them. So once
आप यहाँ नजदीक बैठो नहीं तो एक एक या दो को नहीं समझ सुनने में समझ में आता है एक को तो यहाँ बैठो ना इसके नजदीक वो बोलती है उसके नजदीक दोनों नजदीक बैठो जब तक तैयार हो जाए ना माइक जब तक माइक तैयार हो जाए यहाँ बैठो नजदीक सुन सकते हैं जहाँ सुन सके ना because usually you know we carry on our old habits sanskars and thinking this is mine means total surrender to baba so I use my body mind wealth everything according to baba's direction and not what I am used to not how I am used to otherwise I do everything as I want to or I am used to so that's where when there is I or mine then there is worry isn't it When there is I mind, then there is worries. Or fear, both. Because we are attached to my things and we don't want to lose it. So there is a fear. As Baba says, people are most afraid of death. But we are died alive now. So there should not be fear. But if I think something belongs to me, so this body is mine, so I don't want it to be hurt, no? So I say, I'm afraid of darkness because I may hurt myself. So there is either fear or worry, no? If I got lots of wealth, then I will be worried. How to keep it safe, how to not get it affected, etc. So we find it, either we are worried about it or we are afraid about something. Whether it's a health, whether it's a wealth, whether it's a relationship. Because No, because sometimes we are afraid that I will be losing my some relative. So whether they are sick, then we are afraid we may lose them. Or no, in relationship, if you don't follow each other, then there is a fear that I may lose my that relative, especially if there are married couple. Now wife is in jnana, husband not in jnana. So husband doesn't want to follow celibacy, wife wants to follow celibacy. But if it is that feeling, this is my husband, my security, If I say no to sex, he may kick me out. So there is a fear that I may be thrown away from the house. Or many times, no, girlfriend, boyfriend also, in relationship. If one of them wants to do one thing, other will have to do it, otherwise there is a fear that relationship will break. So when there is that I and mine, we want to hold to our thing. I don't want to lose my friend or relative or my wealth or health or something. So we are either worried or we are afraid. But if I have nothing of mine, then there is no fear, there is no worry. So now we have to see that Brahman life has become my life. If I have died alive, it means this is my life. So then, naturally, I will feel secure that Baba is mine. Almighty is mine. Almighty will protect me. I am secure. Then there is not that fear. But to belong to Baba, what we have to do is renounce everything old, isn't it? We have to renounce. And to renounce everything, what we need is? What we need to renounce? Disinterest, vairagya. Unless we have vairagya, we can't have tyag. And unless there is tyag, there is no tapasya. And unless there is tyag and tapasya, service will not be successful. So the basis is disinterest in the old world. Then it's easy to renounce that. And how Baba helps us to have that disinterest in the old world? By giving us something new, isn't it? First he gives us love. And then he says, okay, I'm your father, I'm loving you so much. Why you want to have love from your Laukik father? So he gives us more love than our Laukiks. Then it becomes easy to be detached from our Laukiks. So he gives us first. He gives us peace. He gives us happiness. He gives us good health, wealth, everything. Then he said, okay, renounce. Then it becomes easy for us to renounce. So, that's why Baba has been again and again telling, establish all relationship with me. And then, if you have established all relationship, then you will be detached. He gives us imperishable wealth, jnana, virtues, powers, love, gives all these things so that we are not chasing wealth. Otherwise, we were materialistic, isn't it, in the soul world? Materialistic, wanting this, that, everything. We wanted everything in the old world because we were body conscious. So first and foremost, he says, forget you are a body. Otherwise, body needed so much comfort. When we are body conscious, we needed so many things, isn't it? how many things we needed? New dress, new jewelry, all physical comfort, nice furniture, decorated house, modern car, modern camera, we wanted everything on a material level. Now, as we belong to Baba, Baba gives us so much inner happiness that we don't need to have comfort and material happiness, otherwise we were chasing material wealth. Name, fame, position, is it? Aim was, in a life most of the people would have aim. When they are young, get some degree. Why? So that I can get good job. Why? So that I have a lot of money. I can have that fame. If I have position, people will chase me otherwise. I have to go and bow down in front of authorities or rich people, etc. So we wanted position, we wanted possessions, we wanted wealth, etc. But now Baba says, okay, spiritual life means simple life. So as we develop that spirituality, as we become soul conscious, yes, we look after body. It's not that Baba says neglect your body. Baba says, yes, look after your body. Give at least 6 hours sleep. Give at least one proper meal. Because many times in the West, people are so busy, no time to do cooking. Morning they will have cereals, just easy to just put it in milk and ready. Or they have got bread, just apply butter and make sandwich or something and finish. Then lunch time, apple and carrot, that's enough. Dinner, sometimes time, there is time, sometimes there is no time. Head, instant noodle or something. Those who have rice cooker, they will just make rice and put some spices or vegetables or some lentils and finished. So that's where Baba says now, look after your body. At least you should have one good meal, properly balanced diet, so that you've got enough proteins and minerals and vitamins and salads and all sorts of things. So, look after your body, but not be body conscious. So first thing he says, okay, renounce body consciousness. So first renunciation is body consciousness. And practice soul consciousness. Second, so as we give up body consciousness, naturally we are renouncing I. The hand, Baba says, renounce mine. So, renounce your friends and relatives. They are not mine. They are Baba's children. So maintaining love for everybody, not only blood relationship, but with everybody. So on one hand, maintaining love, but at the same time, being completely detached. So mine is only one Baba. So Baba has been nowadays emphasizing, when you say I, you have to remember I, the soul. When you say mine, say mine Baba. So that way, renunciations of Laukik relatives. Then Baba says, okay, now renounce old sanskars and habits. So never say, oh, I'm never used to get up at Amrit Vela. No, sometimes people will give excuse. No, even in my school days, in my childhood days, I used to keep late at night. But morning, I never used to get up before 7 or 8 or 9 or 10. So, they think about their old habits, that this is my habit. So rather than my habit, now Baba says, okay, renounce that habit. So, renunciation of old habits, old sanskars. Never say Shudra sanskar is my sanskar. That were my sanskar, but now I am Brahmins. So Brahman sanskars are my sanskar and not my Shudra sanskar is my sanskar. So renounce old habits, sanskars, etc. An renunciation of comfort. You know, Baba says sometimes people say, especially here when you came first, you know, most of the Brahmins, they used to say, oh, such a thin mattress, I can't sleep on the such a thin mattress. And some of them, even now, they take 8 or 10 mattresses here. Because they are used to such comfort in the West, where the mattress is Dunlop pillows, and such thick mattress. So they take 10 mattress. Because this is my comfort. Or I need to sit only on sofa, I don't like plastic chair. Comfort. So that's where we have to see, life should be so simple that we can do without anything. But, you know, science has given us all instruments, that's fine. But you can't say, oh no, this weather is too cold, I can't survive there. No, because many times when instruments are told to go here or there, then say, what's the weather like? Can I stay there or not? I can't survive in such weather. oh, this is not what I can do. I need hot weather only or cold weather only. I'm used to only that weather. So we have to be flexible. Wherever there is power service, we should be able to stay there. So, and Baba says renunciation of renunciation. Renounce the renunciation. Because sometimes, you know, Brahmins think, oh, I came to Baba, I've given up my Laukik friends, relatives. I was having such a nice job, I renounced it. Or I was supposed to, whatever they have renounced, they are counting that, okay, I've given so much contribution in Baba's box. Or I have given my whole life to my box. So I want my at least appreciation. Nobody appreciates what I have done. I give this my time, money, energy, everything for Baba's service. And nobody appreciates. So they want appreciation, praise. And they, if they are not praised, they think, why did I surrender? Why I have become Brahman? And so renunciation of, some people have given up non-veg, eating in restaurant, going to the parties and friends and all, so they think, I renounce so much. At least Brahman should be now loving. I don't get love from any now my friends, relatives, Laukiks. They all have told, okay, goodbye. And now Brahmans, they don't love. I go to center, they just give me class only and Om Shanti. They don't even smile. They don't even ask, how are you? So sometimes, that expectation that, okay, these people should at least give me love or appreciate what service I had done. I did so much service. And they are just criticizing. You didn't do this, you didn't do this. They are not telling what I have done nicely. So there is that desire or appreciation. So that's where we had to see that we have renounced everything. Whatever we have renounced, we don't need to think about it. Because Baba has got accounts of everything. Whatever I am doing, people may not appreciate or recognize. But Baba knows. And Baba has got all accounts. Whatever I have done, I'll get the fruit of that. That faith should be there. Because unless there is that full faith, it's not easy to renounce, or it will be only temporary renunciation. Because recently Baba has been saying, you give message to millions, and out of millions, few emerge as Brahman. But even after those few Brahmans that have emerged, how many last forever? Some people leave jnana after 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year. Some of them who were in centers have left. Why? Because they haven't really had 100% faith in Baba. If somebody had 100% faith, would they leave Baba? They won't leave Baba because the family is not good or nobody is appreciating me or nobody is giving me chance to do the service, etc. So, if there is full faith in Baba, no worry. No fear. Because if Almighty is my companion, why should I be afraid of anything? If I'm afraid of anything, it means I haven't kept Baba, the Almighty, as my companion. So that's where we had to see that we have completely surrendered everything and renounced everything. And when we have renounced everything, we'll find that there will be real spiritual love amongst all of us. Because otherwise what happens is I love my people, isn't it? That's what limited consciousness will be there. These are my people, my Laukiks, or my students, or my nationality people, or my caste people. So it is mine, body consciousness. Then I will love some people, I will dislike somebody. But when everyone is Baba's child, my brothers and sisters, I will have spiritual love for everyone. And naturally there will be that closeness, feeling of closeness amongst Brahmins. And I'll be instrument and responsible, both, for Baba's service. Because for me, the whole world is Baba, isn't it? So Baba's service is my service. And that becomes my real responsibility. Then there is no responsibility for Laukiks. Otherwise, if there are my Laukiks, then it will be my responsibility, isn't it? So, if they are not mine, it's not my responsibility. And then there is that, because when there is only one Baba in my world, then naturally Dhyana and yoga, dharana, service, everything becomes easy. And I'll give the proof of service. So the dharana of such soul, who is completely died alive, will be, they will be very simple, straightforward, tolerant, loving, mature. Matured in jnana means, mature people means sensible, not sensitive, responsible, and
Because as you become mature, you are responsible for not only yourself, but your family. Means our family is unlimited, isn't it? Not limited. In a logic sense, we'll say, okay, this person is mature because he's looking after his parents or children. Here, we have unlimited family. So as we become mature, naturally we will be responsible for the whole world. And my stage will be not based on my appreciation and praise. Because what happens, otherwise when somebody is defamed, what they will think? Oh, nobody looks after me, nobody cares for me. So they feel as if they are orphans. Because Baba says, no, if you forget Baba, you are orphan. If you don't know Baba, you are orphan. So, if we have this awareness, okay, Baba is there. If somebody is defaming me, they are my friends. Baba says, those who defame you, they are your friends, not enemy. So, whether somebody praises, whether somebody defames, they will be unshakable. And naturally, they are easy yogi, nothing difficult. Because when we have that proper yoga, good yoga, deep yoga, because we have all relationship with Baba, soul conscious. So naturally yoga is easy. So Baba always says, those who are easy yogi, they are cooperative. The Hindi term, sahaj yogi, sahyogi. So we are easy yogi and cooperative in Baba's service. So what we have to now do is pay attention. Remind yourself, check yourself. Whether I now have died a lie or not. As soon as you worry or fear anything, it means you have not died alive. Because my fortune and future is in Baba's hand. And because people worry about future, isn't it? What will happen? But if Baba is there, my parents, why should I worry about my future? Laukik parents will die, but not Baba. Baba will not die. Because Laukik people are afraid. I remember when I was studying medicine and I told my friends I don't want to get married. They used to say, oh, if you don't get married, who will look after you in your old age? Your parents will have died. Who will look after you in your old age? You need husband and children so that they will look after you. So now we know
Baba is our mother, father, child, everything. So why should we worry about future? So we have to see. And another thing is, they say, if you are truthful, you'll be dancing with happiness. If you are true, why you are afraid? People, when they are speaking lie or doing something illegal, they are afraid, isn't it? That, I have not paid taxation, so government may, taxation officer may catch me, and I'll be in trouble. But if somebody is paying taxes, why they will be afraid? If they are doing everything legal, they won't be afraid. So that's where we say, whatever I am doing, whatever I am following is true path. Why should I be afraid? People may defame, criticize, laugh, whatever it may be. Let them do it. Why should I take sorrow? So my stage can then remain stable. Otherwise, if somebody criticizes me, I will feel sorrow. Defames me, there is sorrow. Somebody laughs at me. No, because we were worried about people's opinion before jnana. What people will say? If I wear whites all the time, what people will say? Or if I wear kurta pajama, what people will say? So people are afraid about other people's opinion because they don't have that self-respect or they have not that faith that I'm doing whatever is right for me. Why should I be afraid? If I'm doing what's right for me, I should not be afraid, isn't it? So that way, as we, not only we need to know Baba, but we need to have that complete faith in ourselves, Baba, Baba's jnana, because then everything will become easy. Otherwise, we get affected by Maya. Baba says, Maya's bad omens can affect you. So that's where we had to see that if we are soul conscious and having that light of knowledge, we won't be affected by Maya's omen. And situations will come, no doubt. Obstacles, problems, situation will come in our life, no doubt. But with that faith, we are able to move forward without hesitations. Otherwise, we hesitate in our life. Okay, so we have to have 2 minutes meditation, and I think we have to clear the hall, isn't it? We have to clear the hall and go to meditate wherever you prefer. Baba's room, history hall, Tower of Peace, wherever you feel comfortable, unless those who are surrendered, they will stay here. The rest will have to, after 2 minutes meditation, go. Okay?